will be uprooted. I want to talk to you about contending with our Heavenly Father regarding the promises found in His Word. In the book of Matthew chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus said, "Every plant which my Heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted." I think there is a very deep truth and a promise here that we need to stand on. But not only stand on, we need to contend with our Heavenly Father, that He will uproot every plant within us or our loved ones that He did not plant. Can you think of any deep-rooted issues that you or your family members struggle with? Perhaps it's an addiction or a certain health ailment. Maybe it's a generational curse that has passed from your forefathers. I want you to really think about it, because today is the day of your deliverance. Again, we stand on the Word of God. The Word of God says, "Every plant which my Heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted." Do you think the Heavenly Father planted within us addictions, works of the flesh, disease, or illness? No, He didn't. Why do I say that? Because we don't see it in heaven. These things have become a result of the curse that happened when Adam and Eve fell into sin. I have to tell you, God is not the only one who plants in our garden. The enemy sows seeds of lies and destruction, division, chaos, animosity within our gardens, our lives. And in this scripture, Jesus is saying that all of this stuff is going to be uprooted. Does that mean we have to wait until we get to heaven for all of this bad stuff to be uprooted? No, I strongly believe the Lord wants to remove it right now. I have recently talked with somebody who has been contending with the Lord for physical healing, but the Lord hasn't answered their prayers yet. They are beginning to believe two things. Number one, their physical ailment is just the cross that they have to bear. This comes from scripture when Jesus says in the book of Matthew chapter 10, verse 38, "And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." Thus they figure, my physical problem is just simply the cross I have to bear. The second thing they're thinking is that this physical ailment is simply the thorn in their flesh. Paul talks about a specific thorn in his flesh in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 12. We don't exactly know what this thorn was, but it certainly ailed Paul greatly. Would you like to know my response regarding these two theories? Well, what I said was that unless the Lord specifically told you that this is the cross you must bear, or this is specifically the thorn that you must bear, then you need to contend for your healing. They responded saying that the Lord has never specifically told them that this was in fact their cross or their thorn. Thus, they felt empowered to keep contending for their healing. Sometimes we don't understand why the Lord delays in answering our prayers. We see in the book of Daniel chapter 10 that Daniel began to pray, but he didn't receive an answer until 21 days after he began to pray. If you've been praying about something, for healing or deliverance or whatever it is, continue to contend and press in prayer. Come on, church, let's arise together. Let's contend for the promises found in God's Word. Please repeat after me as we make some kingdom declarations into the heart of our Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that every plant which my Heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that plants of addiction are uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that the plants of dissension and division between my spouse, my family, and my loved ones are uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that the works of the flesh are uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that all pride within me is uprooted. Lord, we thank you so much for uprooting everything within me that is not of you. Please replace these ungodly plants with your plants. I choose to eat and be filled with the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.